our food down.
Yeah.
We're going to call this meeting to order. It's 5:00 for the regular meeting of the Sioux Commission of Oroville Region on, what is today?
July 22nd.
July 22nd. And roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Savucci.
Here.
Commissioner Masalato.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Goodson.
Yes.
Commissioner Hatley.
Here.
Commissioner Clark.
Here.
Salute to the flag. Would you lead us, please?
Yes, indeed. Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jeff. Now, next item, election of officers.
Yes, Mr. Chair, so I will take the gavel and I will entertain a nomination for chairman for the upcoming fiscal year.
Nominate Angie Masalato from Lopin.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. So we will vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any noes? Unanimous.
Unanimous.
And now you can pass the gavel to Angie and Commissioner Masalato, Chairwoman Masalato.
Thank you.
And you will ask for a second, or you will ask for a nomination for the vice chair.
I will.
Yes, please.
May I have a nomination for the vice chair, please?
Trevor.
Trevor Hatley's been nominated by Commissioner Goodson.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Commissioner Savucci. And all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous.
Go carry.
And now Angie is the chair. And Trevor is the vice chair. We won't switch seats tonight because that's confusing.
Yeah.
But we're good to go. So it's your meeting from here on out, Chairwoman Masalato.
Okay, I'd like to acknowledge any visitors. Do we have any? Any online? No? We have a new commissioner, Trevor Hatley. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. The board meeting minutes?
Yes, Chairwoman, we put the board meeting minutes from the June 24th meeting in your packet for your guys' review. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Any questions?
I'll make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from June 24th, 2025.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Okay. Authorization of warrants?
Yes, Chairwoman Masalato, Commissioner Goodson came in and we went over the warrants.
Yes, we did. The warrants were paid from numbers 30476 to 30532 in the amount of $1,600,332.44, including commissioners' checks numbers 11688 through 11693, and all electronic fund transfers.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, fiscal report.
Yes, Chairwoman Masalato, we provided the fiscal reports for June into your packet for review, and if there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Any questions? Doesn't appear we have any. That was for information only. Then we have CalPERS unfunded liability contribution.
Yes, Chairwoman. So every year we have to pay our unfunded liability to CalPERS, and if we pay it up front in a lump sum, this year that would be $197,834. That will save the commission $6,616 rather than paying it on a monthly basis. So 3.4% savings, but if you guys approve for me to pay that in a lump sum now. So we are asking that you do that.
Any questions?
Makes good sense to me.
So roll call?
Yes. Commissioner Masalato.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Clark.
Yes.
Okay. New solar field fencing.
Yeah, so this one, I almost didn't bring these proposals just because we only had two, and generally we like to bring three or more to you guys for your choices. But everything during my calls, and for one, it was super hard to get any. That's why there's only two. No one wanted to give us some. But in my conversations with all the vendors of the fencing and the contractors, they were all quoting me anywhere from $40 to $50 a foot. And so then when we got this one back from M&S Fencing at the $35 a foot, I figured it was worth giving you guys the opportunity to go ahead and say yay or nay, even though we only had two, just because it was so much better of a price than I had seen from all the rest of the contractors. So, and also fearing that, you know, potential cost escalation because of tariffs or whatever we're dealing with economically right now in the country. So I felt like at least I would present you guys the option if you guys want to bring it back next month and I can go chase down another quote. No problem. We'll do that. I don't think we're going to find a better price by doing that. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to give you guys the option to make the call this week or this month or bring it back for next month. So if we were to, I am recommending M&S Fencing. I'm recommending that we do the additional top rail as well as the base price of $98,000. The additional top rail would be another $14,000. And typically we like to ask for a 10% contingency just in case there's any problems. And I don't have to have a special meeting or something with you guys to let me spend a little extra money. So. My recommendation is that we go with M&S Fencing for this at a cost not to exceed $123,000.
Just how much problems have we had with people jumping the fence or coming into the...
They don't jump the fence. Typically, they cut it.
It comes and goes. Sometimes it's not a problem at all. Like, we haven't had a whole bunch of problems as of recently at all. Mm-hmm. But last year, it was constant.
Yeah.
Our plan here and what seems to work for us is, like, if we don't have the fence all the way up against the ditch and they have a place to walk, then they'll walk and they'll go around. Right. If we put the fence all the way up to the ditch and they can't walk around, they'll cut it and just come through. Mm-hmm. So our plan is to keep it kind of off the ditch to give them a highway next to it, so they can't, so they don't get stuck and then they're forced to come through the plant. That would be our plan. But yeah, and this is a complete... This will completely fence the whole property here. So not just the new solar field. We decided we might as well just bite the bullet and pay for it now. Eventually, we're going to have to fence the whole property, and it's just going to cost more later. So that was my thought process on that. If you guys wanted to only fence the new solar field, I could go back and get quotes for that. I think that was only like 500 feet, so it would be quite a bit cheaper. But I believe that it's just... I think the whole plant should have been fenced the whole entire time. Yeah. So I
agreed.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, sir.
So the $177,000 quote, was that with the top rail?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was.
I just want this because when we go back to our board, I want to tell them what kind of a.
It's got to be apples to apples.
We went with compared to the.
For sure.
I just want to make sure that they were comparable, and that wouldn't have been even more.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I have a question. Does this price? Is there a sunset period on it?
Typically, the quotes are good for 30 days. Yes, but that one, M&S Fencing, when I talk to them and their foreman, they go, "We don't do change orders, and we get done early." So we told you, he said, you know, whatever that price is on that paper, that's all you're going to pay, and we'll be done before we're supposed to be.
And they saw that they'd be drilling in rock cobble.
Yeah, they walked the site. Honest, the reason I couldn't get any, they're from Yuba City, which I really don't like to go out of town for stuff like this, but I called and called and called. I could only get the one here in town. But M&S Fencing actually was who did our fence on the East Interceptor here. They subbed with Duke Sherwood. So they gave me the recommendation. You should call them. Yeah. They know that they didn't blink an eye on the cobble. They just did it. So.
Well, and if we have more of a problem, a lot of our, like the auto body yards and whatnot, they go into a high tension electric fence on the top rail or the top thing, and just because the auto bodies are real. I mean, they're daily kind of thing. So it doesn't sound like we have that need at all. We just need to have it.
It just needs to be more of a deterrent, like, so that they're just like, oh, it's harder to jump the fence, I'll go around or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What is the top rail? Does it have the spikes on it or something?
They'll have the three
strands of barbed wire.
Of barbed wire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is standard security.
And then the product that we're going to be using is an upgrade commercial.
It'll match the fence that we have out here right now. I didn't realize that there is a certain grades of fencing and thickness of the chain link and all that stuff. So this is all gauge 9.
Okay.
And so I just told them to match the existing fence because it met the code.
Perfect.
So
we did 900 feet of fence around the La Hope Sand Park, it was about $300,000 or $400,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, when I got this...
It was $500,000.
When this one came back, M&S fencing, that cheap. That's why I was like, I don't care if I have three quotes or not. I'll at least give them the option because it's just good price.
We did 6-foot fencing.
35 a lot better than 50.
Yeah.
We did 6-foot metal fencing at the Winston Gardens, Mitchell and Fifth Avenue, just for the senior protection. And that was $430,000.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good buy.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve M&S fencing to do the fencing around the new solar field in the amount not to exceed $123,000.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Clark.
Yes.
Okay, we're down to the attorney's report.
Yeah, I don't have anything in particular to report. I've been working with staff. Did want to welcome the new board member. Look forward to working with you and plan to be present at the next meeting. I just tried to, based on the agenda tonight, that didn't seem to have a lot of legal issues. I thought it'd be more efficient to participate remotely, but happy to work with you all. That's my report.
Sure. Question, any activity on the Can-Am issue?
No, it is, there is no significant progress since our last board meeting. If there is, we'll do a closed session at the next meeting, but I've been consulting with our outside counsel and there's no real action on that in the last 30 days or so.
Were depositions taken? At last I heard that.
No, I was scheduled to get deposed and they canceled.
Really?
Yeah. So it kind of stalled out again.
It stalled out again, yeah.
So do we need to do an, are we live?
Yes.
Do we need to do another welfare check?
Thank you.
Okay, Glenn, you're up. Manager's report.
Yeah, so we've gone over most of this stuff, but I did want to report here last on the July 16th, last Wednesday, the CWEA, which is the California Water Environment Association, held one of their bi-monthly trainings here in Oroville. Myself and Micah Salcy, Plant Supervisor Salcy, presented at the training. That went well. I thought both of our presentations went good. Typical to our styles, Micah's was more nuts and bolts and accurate, and mine was more flowery and talky. But I think they were both appropriate for the topic that we were discussing. So I think it went well. I think everybody liked it. And then they came here and toured the plant afterwards. About 30 people. We gave them a nice tour of the facility and then of the construction, and that was kind of what our presentation was on, is securing funding and how to navigate that and, you know, change your project to meet funding needs. So that was great. As far as the entities did nothing with Thermalito really this month other than normal stuff. City of Oroville, we had a pretty big busy month this month. We met with Patrick Piott and some representatives from a potential biomass facility. Met with Alyssa Stutz, Patrick, and some other city staff, talk about ADUs and how and when to charge for those. That was a good productive meeting. And then they were very well represented. The city was very well represented at the CWEA. It's always nice to see Jamie McGuire and get to catch up with him and see how things are going on in the city. So I enjoyed that. Loapud also had they were there at the CWEA, well represented. That was nice to see them. They had some show and tell with their nice new pump that they bought for the bypassing. And so that was cool to see that technology. And they also did us a very big favor, a nice favor. Loapud did came out and videoed the new East Interceptor, so we have a video evidence of the before.
Oh,
that way, if anything changes, then we know what the state of the pipe was. And so,
the new condition.
Yeah, they came and did that, and they, you know, I didn't ask them for that. They just called me up and asked me if I wanted that done.
That's
so,
nice.
So everything as far as the JPA is going, everything's great. We're all working together. Any questions for me?
There's a gas line being bored on Federal Boulevard. I don't know if they've been chatting with you folks or not. I don't know if you've seen it, but they're boring the whole line. But they're not digging up a trench or anything, and I don't know if we have anything down there that they...
It shouldn't be in conflict with us. No, we've went out and marked any of our stuff, and we have explicit instructions for any of that stuff, hand dig, vacuum equipment only around our lines. So
I just they're started way down by Ofer, and they're coming back into town and doing all that work. So I just want to make sure they chatted with you. And then how the conversation with the biomass facility go?
Really good. So they kind of gave me some action items. Me and Mike are going to try to round up other, gauge the interest from the other wastewater facilities in the area to see about bringing their biosolids over as well. Now, most of them take it to Neal Road. So for like the city of Chico, for example, they would have to drive past Neal Road to bring it here. So, you know, that's a conversation that they'll have, if whether that's cost effective based on the price of the biomass's dumping fee and all that stuff. But yeah, really... I think it sounds like it's going to pick up some traction. Yeah,
we
hear a lot of pie in the sky ideas. This doesn't seem to be one of them. It seems like it's can be legit.
So we've got plants all over the world.
Yeah,
they're international operators, and we've got a little bit of pushback. People are, you know, wanting to question how it works, efficiency, and those kind of things. And the city will have a page or website to inform everybody about. They're not worried about California's air quality rules because New England's one that are far stricter than ours. So.
Yeah, and they have it, I mean, they've done their homework. They have it broken down to what type of biosolids produce what type of energy, when it's non-profitable anymore, when it is. Yeah. So, yeah, and so they actually want us to give them samples of ours so they can tell exactly where ours would be at and where what price range. Because essentially they want to make it profitable for all the wastewater plants to bring them their biosolids, you know, because then they can produce energy. So it's kind of a win-win situation. So they want to make sure that they're going to be less costly than say Neal Road, so so they're trying to figure that out. They want me and Micah to kind of reach out to our peers in the industry and see if they're interested and if we can get that rolling. So I like the idea, so I go, yeah, I can. That's not a problem for me. I know everybody kind of in the area.
Been working with them for about a year now.
Yep.
He wanted to go back to England to see the plant that they're home based from, and they said, well, that's an older plant. We want to send you the new one at Venice, Italy. They have a brand new one that is into this
market. I probably should check that one out too. I'm just joking.
I thought when he said Venice, I thought he was talking about Venice, California.
Yeah.
Italy. Oh, okay.
Right. Wow.
So I think it's, and we're going to have an educational curve with the public to understand, you know, what it is. But they're actually going to capture the carbon out of the emissions too. So it's there's a lot of information, and there'll be much more coming, but. The big thing is they're going to provide cheaper electric power to our big consumers here in town, the cannery, the sawmill, sand plant, and all those others. So that's going to make it.
Yeah, reasonable. They did inquire about potentially leasing our 9-acre portion. That's
because
we have it's all in one fence, but we have multiple parcels. So we have a 9-acre parcel there.
Yeah.
But they were talking about like a 40-year lease or something. So I was like, that's a pretty long time. The board would have to. Yeah. So what I suggested, and I said, there's 9 acres there. There's 9 acres across the street.
Okay.
You want to buy that 9 acres across the street? I could probably talk the board into swapping you a land swap for that 9 acres because that's right across the fence from you. Yeah. I think this would serve SCORE better for future use anyways. You're not going to have to pump it back up. It's just would go be split and go across the street. Anyways, that's way above my pay grade. That decision would be yours.
A great idea.
But I'm just trying to work with them and figure out things because I want this piece of property anyways. I don't want to spend the money for it. But so anyways, I'll bring in more that stuff to you guys. But we're kind of working through some ideas with them on how we can make it work.
We've been working with, like I say, for about a year. We had an executive committee meeting 6 months ago or so with them. And then they finally were going to start spending some money, so they had to go public with it. And if you notice over here at the ant plant entrance, they have their sign up.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You have new signs up. So, and they'll be raising that entire thing, how to put in a whole new plant in. And it's kind of interesting and exciting at the same time because biomass is the best renewable. And clearing out the forest and get rid of the salvaged timber is sitting up there rotten. Bring it here to burn it and make it clean, Interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Next category is visitor comments. No visitors, so we'll skip that. Mm-hmm. And then commissioner and staff comments. Dave, you have any comments?
Just throwing out there that we've got a lot of road work going on. As you know, PG&E is digging up our dam, and we're happy they're doing it now prior to the repaving that's going to happen in summer of next year. From the bridge to Foothill Boulevard, all new, brand new pavement. And they did do some patching where we complained about some of the road was so bad we'd lose it. And they have done some nice patching work, about $1 million worth that we asked them to, In the meantime, we can't have this road's falling apart on us.
Yeah, exactly.
They heard us and they responded nicely. So that, and then Cal Water's new water main on Washington, and then PG&E's doing gas lines around downtown or around the cannery. So they were testing lines, and apparently the test didn't do so well. It's kind of an interesting thing, but that's okay. I mean, we're here to...
Better to find them in the test than find them with a disaster.
Like, the water line on Washington was only 8 inches under the asphalt.
Is that getting repaved when it's all, after they get all done doing their stuff?
Not on schedule right now, but we have a project we're working to redo Washington from Oro Dam all the way to Nelson Avenue.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's in BK right now. We've got a planning, not a planning, but an engineering project that's $2.5 million that we got from BK to figure out what to do with that roadway. Believe it or not, they want to make it a 3-lane road. And I don't know how they're going to do it, but they got a way to do it. So
houses are sitting right on the edge of the road.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
We'll make the engineer earn their keep on this one. But if that project goes through right now, it's pegged out at about $42 million. But that's ATIP money, and it could very well happen. We scored very well on it last time, so we'll see.
Do you have any updates on the Mendez Gateway project?
No, I don't. I had to think about it better. But when you said Mendez, I had a couple things in my mind.
The Mendez brothers?
That's what hit my mind.
Jen, do you have anything to add to what Dave said? Or what you just said?
This is one of those I should probably hold my peace, but I'll just share it a little bit. So I'm the president of the NAACP Butte County here, and we had our monthly meeting yesterday.
What does that stand for?
National Advancement Association for Colored People.
Oh, okay.
But we're all colored.
Yeah, true enough.
Everyone in this place is a different shade.
Yeah.
All right, so now that we have that out of the way, I included you, Ryan. And so, because I'm a visual learner, I had to wrap my head around what is biomass, what is renewable energy, right? What is the food source? And depending on the raw materials, what is the emission, right? For each category, I looked at global plants. I looked at plants in the United States, and I gave an unbiased PowerPoint presentation on the findings, and also from the beginning of, because this is going to be potentially located at Popeyes, what the challenges are with the soil contaminant and how it has progressed. So we had help there, Mike Ramsey, Chief Aldridge, United Way, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Elder Sang. Tammy Ritter, she tried to weigh in as neutral as possible, our Butte County Supervisor, and there was zero. It was like a flat line. It was like H-E-L-L to the no. So I had a phone call with Patrick yesterday. I called him, and he says, well, what did they think? Was it favorable? And I said, you're going to have to figure out a way back to hell. people were stuck on the dioxins and the challenges, and it seemed like every single person had someone in their family that experienced either birth defects or cancer. So it is a must. We must have the public forum, mm-hmm. and be prepared. Mm-hmm. Be prepared. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, one of the things that happened to the old plant is it was a very inefficient burner, especially when they started burning orchard trimmings.
And wood, treated wood.
Yeah, treated wood. And that's where the dioxins came into play. Plus, the high silica content of those orchard prunings, plus the other toxins, mm-hmm. created a very negative ash pile. And then the ash pile was sold to the feedlots, and like down there in Kingman where they have, and that was supposed to put out in the feedlots to keep the soil dry.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So technically, that's why those particular burners were shut down, because of the inefficiency of the burner. Now, the folks that are coming from England have way more technology than we've ever thought of. And this, they've been doing this for 25, 30 years. And I think hopefully the technology will overcome their fears.
It's progressed significantly, but you're always going to have someone that says, and we know that there anything man-made is fallible. You cannot contain every single pollutant to not surface and go into the air and affect the quality of air. So, but anyway, we have our work cut out for us.
As we do.
You know.
You also look at, do you want to let that material burn up on a regular wildland fire? And you imagine the toxins that are created during a wildland fire? So do you want to have it burned in a controlled atmosphere where they're reduced down to minimal anything? So that's kind of the trade-off that you're looking at here. It'll be a big topic. I do heard that their plant up in Bernie has been approved by the air quality up there.
Well, they're going to say, give it all to Bernie. And not Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, right.
Give it all to Bernie. One other thing I did want to mention is, Ryan, because you are there and we are here, may I have your cupcake?
She doesn't miss an item here, I tell you.
I appreciate that. It is delicious.
Trevor, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Just happy to be back.
Glad to have you. Mark?
Refresh my memory, dude. We got the check from the city, correct?
I believe so. They give us a wire transfer. I'll make sure to let you know tomorrow for sure.
I better make sure it didn't bounce.
No, it won't bounce. I talked to Brian at the our kids both played basketball in Durham this weekend, so I sat next to him and we had a pretty good conversation. So it won't bounce.
Rich, anything
nope.
to add?
Nothing.
I have nothing to add.
Cool.
Do any of the staff have any comments? Okay. Well, having said that, we will adjourn the meeting until our regular board meeting to be held on Tuesday, August 26, 2025 at 5 o'clock.
All right.
Excellent. Congratulations.